Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
Could you please turn with me to 2 Chronicles?
请大家打开《列王记下》,
历代志下. 2 Chronicles chapter 3.
历代志下第三章.
We'll just read verse 1.
我们只读第一节.
2 Chronicles Chapter 3, verse 1.
历代志下第三章第一节.
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
所罗门就在耶路撒冷耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人 阿以南的和床上，大卫所指定的地方，预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章.
Ordinarily, we read these verses at a wedding, but we're going to skip all the wedding parts.
通常我们读以下的经文在婚礼的时候会读的，但我们不会读关及婚礼所读的经文。
Verse
25.
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless.
第五章第25到27节， 你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子， 正如基督爱教会， 为教会舍己， 要用水藉着道， 把教会洗净， 成为圣洁， 可以献给自己， 作为荣耀的教会， 毫无玷污， 皱纹等类的病， 乃是圣洁， 没有瑕疵的。
Verse 29.
第29节，
For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养固息，正像基督待教会一样， 因我们是他身上的肢体。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章.
Now we're going to skip a little bit through, but if you could follow, please. Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章.
Verse 4.
第四节,
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章第四节.
God saw that the light was good.
神看光是好的.
Verse 10.
第十节.
God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good.
神称旱地为地, 清水的聚处为海, 神看着是好的。
And verse 12.
第12节,
the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind, and God saw that it was good.
于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬, 各从其类, 并结果子的树木, 各从其类, 果子都包着核, 神看着是好的。
Verse 18.
第18节,
the last line.
啊, 最后一个,
and God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
Verse 21.
第21节,
and the last line.
最后一个,
and God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
Verse 25.
第25节,
and the last line.
最后一个,
and God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
Chapter 2.
第二章,
verse 18.
第十八节,
then the Lord God said,
耶和华神说,
it is not good,
不好,
that the man, for the man to be alone.
那人独居不好,
I will make him a helper suitable for him.
我要为他做一个配偶，帮助他。
And after he brought forth Eve, verse 31,
啊, 当神,
of chapter 1.
啊, 当神, 啊, 创造, 啊, 夏娃之后, 在第一章第31节,
And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
神看著一切所做的都甚好。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我們請低頭祈禱。
Dear Lord, we come into your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, for we sense that you are covering us.
主，我們今天早上來到你的同在裡面，實在見到你是庇護我們。
Lord, we will be sharing about something in your heart this morning.
主，今天早上我們要交通你的心意。
Lord, we pray that you would take it and make it real to us in our hearts.
求你將你的心意在我們的心裡面成為真實。
Lord, we take comfort in the fact that the one of whom we are sharing about this morning, Lord, you are here.
主，我們實在感到安慰，因為我們今天所交通到的你就與我們同在今天。
And we all bow before your presence.
我們實在是跪在你的同在裡面。
In the speaking, in the translating, and the listening, all of us, Lord, are waiting for you.
主，實在講的、聽的、翻譯的都在等候你。
Lord, we entrust ourselves into your hands.
將我們自己交託在你的手中。
In your precious name we pray.
祈禱奉耶穌寶貴的名求。
Amen.
阿門。
So in the first chapter of Genesis,
在創世記第一章,
time and again,
很多次,
the Lord is creating.
主是不斷的創造。
And by his objective observation,
在他客觀的觀察裡面,
the Lord says,It is good.
主說是好的。
It is good.
神看著是好的。
It is good.
是好的。
Seven times.
總共有七次。
It is good.
是好的。
The Lord created out of his heart.
主是在他的心裡面創造出來。
And according to his plan.
是照著他的計劃。
That is why we're so surprised when we come to the second chapter of Genesis.
所以當我們去到第二章創世記第二章的時候我們很驚訝
He had created the centerpiece
他創造了他創造的中心
Adam
就是亞當
He made Adam according to his likeness and according to his image
他是照著自己的形象來去做亞當出來
And Adam was there before God
亞當就在神的面前
And the Lord looked at him.
神去望住亞當。
He saw in Adam something in his heart.
佢喺亞當嗰度去睇到佢心裏面一點點嘅。
He put Adam in this garden, take care of the garden.
佢係將亞當放喺伊甸園裏面，要去管理呢個伊甸園。
And Adam was coming here and there and taking care of the garden.
咁亞當就喺呢個園不斷嘅去管理呢個園。
And the Lord looked at him.
神就係看到亞當。
In his image.
見到佢自己嘅形象。
In his likeness.
好似神自己一樣。
And the Lord had breathed his life into this man.
神係將佢自己嘅生命係吹入呢一個人嘅身裏面。
And he looked at him and said,It is not good.
咁神就望住亞當就係說不好。
That he should be without a companion.
乃人獨居不好，我要為佢做一個配偶。
Brothers and sisters, Adam had not sinned yet.
弟兄姊妹，當時亞當仲未犯罪。
There was no sin in the world.
當時嘅世界裏面冇罪嘅。
How could something have been not good?
點解有啲嘢神會看為不好呢？
Brothers and sisters, this was not a sin that needed to be undone.
弟兄姊妹，在這裡不是有一些的罪要去得到赦免。
This was a perfection that hadn't yet been completed.
卻是有一個完美還未達到。
And when the Lord looked at him, he saw the long, he was reminded himself of a longing in his heart.
當神看亞當獨居的時候他就提醒到自己心裡面同樣有一個渴求
This longing we see is even from Genesis chapter 1
這個在主裡面這個渴求從創世記第一章我們已經看見了
The Lord Jesus longs for a bride
我們的主耶穌渴求得到一個新婦
Someone with whom he is companioned
有一 个嘅配偶啊，能够帮助他
，and brought together，
啊，能够啊与主耶稣自己啊合一嘅。
And as he looked at Adam，
啊，当啊啊神啊主看亚当嘅时候
，he saw that longing，
啊，佢就看见呢一个嘅渴求。
And so he did for Adam，
啊，所以佢就为亚当
what he would one day do for himself，
啊，就做咗呢一个嘅配偶啊，而系一日。啊、主、啊、要为自己、啊、做一个配偶
out of his side
是、啊、从亚当的身上面
he crafted a bride、
啊、他就、啊、做了一个的、啊、辛苦出来
someone who is suitable for him、
啊、有一个是能够适合亚当的
a partnership、
啊、就是一个配偶
a companionship、
啊、一个的、啊、同伴
he had tried first to bring up all these animals、
啊、亚当、啊、开始的时候尝试啊，系用着好多唔同嘅动物。
They were not the same。
啊，呢啲动物系同一个啊女人系唔同嘅。
So the Lord did the completing work。
啊，所以啊啊主啊就做咗呢个啊完全啊成全嘅工作。
And for a brief moment，
啊就喺嗰一刻
，After Eve was formed，
啊当啊夏娃啊被造之后
，The Lord looked at them。
啊啊神啊就望住佢哋两个。
It is very good。
啊。一切都是甚好。
You see what we see here, brothers and sisters, is from the Lord's heart, from the very beginning, was a longing.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我哋喺呢度见到啊神嘅心意啊，由起初啊已经见到佢嘅心里面有一个渴求。
It is the whole completeness in his heart.
啊，就喺佢嘅心里面啊渴求啊呢一个嘅啊完美。
It will be the final piece.
啊、就是这个、最后的、那一部分
And at the end、
啊、最后
It is very good、
啊、最后一切、啊、看为都是甚好
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we wonder、
啊、弟兄姊妹、啊、我们有时在这样想
What is the purpose of our life?、
啊、我们、啊、人生的意义是什么呢
What is the leading for the church?
啊、我哋、啊、带领、啊、教会点样走嘅系咩咧
？Why do we press on？
啊，点解我哋要向前走咧
？Because brothers and sisters。
啊，因为弟兄姊妹。
Even from chapter one。
啊，甚啊啊，自从啊创世纪第一章开始。
There has been a longing for the bride。
啊，喺啊主嗰一度啊，已经有一个渴求，啊渴求一个辛苦。
In Ephesians chapter five。
喺以弗所书第五章。
We find out about this bride。
我哋就睇到呢一个啊妻子系咩回事
？The Lord speaks so tenderly of her。
啊，主系用一个好温柔嘅声音啊嚟去讲及呢个妻子。
As we shared many times, we use this in a wedding context。
啊，头先
human wedding context。
交通道好多时候我哋都系喺啊婚礼嘅时候会读呢一篇嘅经文嘅。
But really, what it is？
啊，但系实在啊呢一个经文嘅意思。
He is describing his bride。
啊。主是讲到主自己的妻子
He said he gave
他讲到自己
He gave himself up for her
他是为辛苦舍己
So that he would sanctify her
要去洁净他
He would cleanse her by the washing of the water with the blood, with the word
他用水藉着道把他洗净成为圣洁
And then he would present to himself
他要将辛苦是献给自己
，the church，
啊就是那个教会
，in all her glory，
啊喺荣耀嘅教会里面
，having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing，
啊毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病
，and then brothers and sisters，
啊弟兄姊妹
，it will be very good，
啊一切都会变为甚好
，Paul saw it，
啊保罗看见
，when Paul was walking to on the Damascus road。
啊、当啊保罗啊去大马士革嘅路上
，a light shone down，
啊从天上面有光啊 and, 照落嚟
，and he had been persecuting the church，
啊保罗一直都系啊逼迫教会嘅
，and the voice said why are you persecuting me？
啊嗰、那个声音啊就问保罗
Paul,
啊点解你要去逼迫我咧
？and Paul said I never met you before，
啊保罗就回答我从来都冇遇见你
，in his heart how could I persecute you？
我点样能够去逼迫你咧
？and then he saw。
啊、之後佢就見到
that there is a body of believers, a body for the Lord.
啊，就見到啊主啊嗰、那個身體
，and he saw, and it everything from then on he was captured by it.
啊，當佢見到主嘅身體嘅時候， 佢就被呢個嘅吸引過嚟。
The body of Christ，
基督嘅身體。
The house of God，
就係神嘅家。
When she's made ready，
當佢預備整齊嘅時候。
The bride of the Lamb，
羔羊嘅身婦。
We see that he has had a longing for his bride。
我哋就見到主一直就渴求佢自己呢個嘅身婦。
And so as Adam was wandering in this void，
所以當亞當喺呢個空虛裡面去行走嘅時候。
The Lord crafted one so that he could be made whole.
所以主就創造了女人要使這個人成為完全。
And when our Lord Jesus was at Caesarea Philippi,
當主自己在這個腓利比這個地方的時候，
He said, I will build my church.
他就說到我要建立我的教會。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against her.
陰間的權勢不能夠勝過他。
We see, brothers and sisters, this has been from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，我哋見到呢個渴求係從起初已經係有㗎啦。
It's not something new.
唔係一啲新鮮嘅事情。
Or a new doctrine.
唔係一啲新嘅教導。
This was from the beginning.
從起初已經有啦。
And the entirety of the Bible.
就係喺整本聖經，我哋都尋找到。
Speaks to this purpose.
就係講到呢個目的。
David,
大卫
one day the king,
曾经是王
after the Lord had subdued all of his enemies,
当神是帮助他去战胜他所有的敌人的时候
he did a great thing,
他做了一件很伟大的事情
he brought the ark back,
他将神的约柜是带回来
and one day, one night, the king was, oh, thank you. The king was in his home.
有一晚王就在他的家里面。
And it was a beautiful palace.
是一个很美丽的王宫。
And he sat there.
大卫就坐在王宫里面。
And all of a sudden,
突然之间,
this thought came back to men.
这个渴求这个思想突然回去到人类里面。
After being hidden for so many years,centuries.
这个思想一直在人里面都是被隐藏过来的。
Thought came back to a man.
这个思想回到人的里头。
And he said, and he thought, I am sitting here in a house of cedar.
大卫就说我现在是坐在有木的王宫里面。
And the ark of God is resting in a tent.
但是神的约柜仍然在帐幕里面。
And he said, and he thought, I am going to build a house.For the Lord.
大卫就想我要为主来去建造他的家。
Now we remember that the Lord would not let him build it.
我们记得神是不容许大卫去建造这个殿。
Because he had shed too much blood.
因为他流很多人的血。
But this heart.
大卫这个心。
He was a man after God's own heart.
大卫是一个寻求神心意的人。
And for the first time in so long,God's heart had come back to a man's heart.
实在喺好耐终于神嘅心意翻到人嘅里头。
And the Lord said, "Had I ever told you to do this?"
神就咁样去讲我系咪曾经吩咐你咁样为我咁做咧
？I had never given this instruction.
我从来都冇咁样吩咐你。
But somehow David knew.
但系大卫却系晓得。
It's written in Psalm 132.
喺詩篇132篇嗰度講到。
He knew there was a longing in the Lord's heart.
大衛曉得喺神嘅心意裏面有呢一個渴求。
And so this became the purpose of his life.
所以咁樣呢件事就成為咗大衛人生嘅目的。
To build this house.
就係要為神去建立呢一個殿。
And as a reward for this.
作为大卫的奖赏
The Lord Jesus told him that one of your descendants shall always sit on the throne.
主耶稣就咁应许大卫你嘅后裔必永远坐喺呢一个嘅王位上面
So much so that the Lord introduced himself.
甚至主系将自己介绍出嚟
The descendant of David.
将大卫嘅 嘅后裔介绍出嚟。
The son of David.
就系大卫嘅儿子。
The Lord Jesus is the one who would sit on the throne forever and ever.
主耶稣自己就系嗰一位会永远坐喺宝座上面嘅嗰一位。
And just before the moment of glory in Revelation chapter 22.
启示录第二十二章喺荣耀显现出嚟之前
，The Lord Jesus brought us back to this moment。
耶稣主自己就将我哋带翻去呢一点。
He said, "I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star."
佢讲到我就系嗰位明亮嘅星。我就是大卫的儿子。
He brought us back to a moment in the past.
主自己就将我们带回去过去这个时刻。
When man for the first time again remembered that we have a purpose.
这个时刻就是当人再一次去想起神自己那个渴求的心意。
He has a longing for his bride.
就是当人去想起原来神都有一个渴求一个辛苦的意念。
And this house of God is a representation, a type of that longing.
而这个神的家就是这个的渴求的预表。
And so David knew who would build it.
所以大卫晓得哪一个会建立这个家。
David knew why he would build it.
大卫亦都晓得为什么他要这样去建立他的家。
What to build?
大卫亦都晓得有啲咩需要建造出嚟。
When to build it, somewhat.
大卫亦都晓得几时要起呢个家。
But he didn't know where to build it.
但系大卫唔晓得喺边度建立呢个家。
And years went by.
咁好多年日就过去。
Years of failure.
好多嘅失败。
Adultery.
犯过奸淫。
War.
亦都有战争
，betrayal，
亦都被背叛
，death，
亦都有死亡。
Finally，
最后
，the Lord had put peace around him all around。
神就将平安赐俾大卫。
And it was as if David had forgotten for a while。
就好似大卫已经忘记咗一样。
One day Satan came in。
有一日撒旦来到大卫那里。
And he put a thought in David's heart.
咁佢将一个意念放喺大卫心里面。
All the kings around you.
你周围嘅王。
They know how great their empires are.
佢哋都晓得佢哋嘅国有何等嘅强大。
You should know how great you have become.
你都要知道你自己嘅国成为点样嘅强国。
You should measure your kingdom.
你要去数一数你嘅国有几大
？Take a census。
去数一数你嘅国。
And so David asked Joab to do so。
所以大卫就叫约押去点数军兵。
Joab was a human man。
约押系一个人，属世嘅人。
He was a worldly man。
佢系一个属世界嘅人。
And even Joab knew that this was wrong。
虽然他是属世的人，但约押都晓得这样做是不对的。
But David insisted.
大卫他是坚持。
And so Joab counted the men.
所以约押就数算军兵。
1.1 million men.
有100万的军兵。110万的军兵。
And brothers and sisters, what a huge sin this was.
弟兄姊妹，大卫所犯嘅系何等大嘅罪。
Sometimes we think Bathsheba was the worst sin.
我哋有时以为拔士巴奸淫嘅罪系佢所犯最大嘅罪。
Bathsheba resulted in one baby dying.
拔士巴嘅罪嘅结果系有一个嘅小孩死亡。
And Uriah being killed by David.
第二就系乌利亚被大卫所杀。
And now David knew I had sinned.
但系喺呢度见到大卫晓得他犯罪了。
And he asked for forgiveness.
咁佢就求主赦免佢。
With no consequence.
佢就求神赦免佢，唔好俾佢有任何嘅惩罚。
And the Lord wouldn't speak to him directly.
但系神冇直接嘅向佢说话。
So the seer Gad came to him.
所以先见就嚟到佢嘅面前，先见加德。
sorry. God gave him three choices.
加德就俾佢三個嘅選擇。
You can have 3 years of famine.
第一你有三年嘅饑荒。
3 months where you will fall into the hands of your enemies.
或者喺三個月你會落喺敵人嘅手。
Or 3 days that you will fall into the hands of the Lord with pestilence.
或者係三日你會落喺神嘅手裏面。
And the sword of the angel.
喺三日落喺天使嘅劍裏面。
Brothers and sisters, it was David's worst moment.
弟兄姊妹，嗰陣時實在係大衛最失落嘅時刻。
And he told the angel, he told God.
咁佢就同加德咁樣講。
I would rather fall in the hands of the Lord.
我寧願係落喺耶和華嘅手。
And so in 3 days. In 3 days.
所以喺三日。
70,000 men died.
七十萬嘅人就被殺。
And David and the elders were together, and they didn't know what to do.
大衛同長老都唔曉得可以做到咩。
And then an incredible scene.
但有一幅好奇特嘅圖畫就出現。
An angel appeared between heaven and earth.
喺天同地之間天使出現。
And he pulled his sword out.
咁佢伸出佢把劍。
And he was going to strike down Jerusalem.
咁佢係要去毀滅耶路撒冷。
And then the Lord said stop.
但係耶和華就咁樣講停止。
When the Lord said stop, it wasn't because David had done anything.
當耶和華咁樣講嘅時候，唔係因為大衛作咗啲咩事情。
And when David and the elders saw this angel hovering between heaven and earth, holding a gigantic sword, he bowed down.
當大衛同長老見到有天使攞住呢把咁大嘅劍係停留喺空中嘅時候，佢哋就跪喺度。
And he repented.
佢哋就悔改。
And he told the Lord it was I who had sinned.
咁佢就向主耶和華承認係我犯罪。
Why do these sheep have to die?
點解呢一班羊要被殺呢？
And the angel told God to tell him.
天使就叫加德去話俾大衛聽。
Build an altar where we are.
你就喺呢一處去建一個壇。
Where they were was owned by a man named Ornan.
咁佢哋當時所在嘅地方嗰塊田係被呢一個亞爾南呢個人所擁有嘅。
I'm pretty sure if this chapter weren't here, no one would know who Ornan was.
我相信當大家讀呢一段經文嘅時候，冇人知道亞爾南係邊一位。
There was a threshing floor there.
喺嗰度一個禾場。
So David went to Ornan and said he needed the floor.
咁所以大衛就嚟到亞爾南嗰度去要求佢我要呢一個禾場。
Now they had Ornan and his sons had seen this angel.
咁亞爾南同埋佢兒子都見到呢一個天使。
So Ornan said to him, I'll give you the land, you don't have to pay. I'll give you the wood, I'll give you the animals.Yeah, I'll take care of everything.
咁亞爾南就同大衛講我就免費將呢塊禾場俾你我亦都將木材同埋獻祭嘅動物都免費送過俾你。
And so David said, I cannot take an offering to the Lord that costs me nothing.
但係大衛就咁樣講我唔能夠將一啲免費嘅我唔需要付代價嘅嘢嚟去獻俾耶和華。
And so he bought the land.
所以佢就將呢塊禾田買過嚟。
And he built the altar.
佢亦都喺嗰度建咗呢個祭壇。
It was a place called Mount Moriah.
嗰一處嘅地方就係叫做摩利亞山。
And that's where the house of God was going to be built.
摩利亞山就係神嘅殿被建造嘅地方。
We now know where.
現在我哋就曉得呢個神嘅家嘅住處。
Brothers and sisters, what is Mount Moriah?
弟兄姊妹，摩利亞山喺邊度咧？
And what does it mean to us today?
摩利亞山對於我哋嚟講有啲咩意義咧？
Two things happened at Moriah.
有摩利亞山上面發生咗兩件事情。
One,
第一
，Abraham offered Isaac.
亞伯拉罕喺嗰度獻以撒。
Two,
第二
，David sinned.
大衛喺嗰度犯罪。
And made the offering at the threshing floor of Ornan.
就係大衛喺嗰度係獻祭。
By the Lord's grace.
靠住神嘅恩典。
We'll try to make through make it through.
我哋喺呢一兩點上面交通。
If not, I may need to come back.
如果我係交通唔完嘅話，我可能要翻返嚟。
We know the story of Abraham and Isaac.
我哋大家都曉得亞伯拉罕同以撒嘅故事。
Isaac was Abraham's dream.
以撒就係亞伯拉罕嘅夢想。
He loved him more than anything else on the earth.
亞伯拉罕愛以撒比愛其他嘅更多。
The fulfillment of every single promise.
以撒就係對亞伯拉罕所應許嘅所一切應許嘅成就。
And one day the Lord told him, I want you to offer your son.
有一日耶和華就要求亞伯拉罕將佢嘅兒子獻上。
They prepared the wood.
他们预备好献祭的木.
They got the fire.
亦都预备好火.
Two young guys came with him.
有两个小子去跟随他们.
And they took off.
他们就去了.
And after 3 days of walking,
他们走了三日.
Abraham saw the little mountain.
亚伯拉罕就见到这个小山.
Mount Moriah.
就是摩利亚山.
So they journeyed on together, he and his son alone.
咁佢同佢兒子就獨自去走去呢個山上面。
And when they reached the top,
當佢哋去到山頂嘅時候,
he built the altar with the wood.
咁佢就用木嚟去建造呢個祭壇。
He and his son tied his son down.
咁佢就綁住佢兒子。
And he grabbed the sword.
咁就拿起刀嚟。
To offer his son.
準備將佢兒子獻上。
In his heart,
在他的心裡面,
he had already offered his son.
他已經將以撒獻上。
While they were journeying, Isaac had asked him,
當他們上山的時候, 以撒就問他,
The wood and the fire, but where is the offering?
木柴都有了, 但燔祭的羊羔在哪裡呢?
And Abraham had said, the Lord will provide.
亞伯拉罕就這樣回答, 神會為自己預備作燔祭的羊羔。
We remember when he took the sword to slay his son.
但我們記得當他拿起刀準備去殺他兒子的時候,
the Lord cried to him twice.
主就從天呼求兩次。
And he stopped.
亞伯拉罕就停止。
Brothers and sisters, what does the story tell us about the house of God?
弟兄姊妹，这个故事关于神的家，又告诉我们什么呢？
The house of God is built on a sacrifice.
神的家是建基于献祭的。
When we dig down through all the things that we do every day,
当我们去看看我们每一日所做的事情,
and we come to the very bottom,
当我们去到最底一处的时候,
we are built upon an offering.
我们建造的根基就是这个祭,
of a father who loved his son.
这个祭就是讲到父亲爱他的儿子,
his son was everything to him.
他的儿子, 这个儿子就是父亲的一切,
and he was offered for our sakes.
但是父亲却是将儿子献上为着我们的缘故。
He, our Lord Jesus, is the highest, most perfect, most worthy lamb.
神的儿子耶稣就是那个最完全、最高、最圣洁的羔羊。
And the Lord can show us many revelations.
主能够将很多的启示赐过给我们。
Lead us in many directions.
能够用很不同的方向来去带领我们。
But the foundation never changes.
但是这个根基永远不会改变的。
We are built upon the Lord Jesus.
我们被建造的根基就是主耶稣自己。
The perfect lamb.
就是那位完美的羔羊。
Who died for us?
这位完美的羔羊为我们死,
to save us.
为要拯救我们的缘故.
Through the years, brothers and sisters,
在过往的年日,
this can never change.
这件事是永远不会改变的.
Because once the house of God moves off this foundation,
因为若果神的家离开了这个根基的话,
we will fall.
我们就会跌倒.
And the faster we fall, the better.
我们跌得越快越好.
Because he must always be the foundation.
因为主耶稣自己一定要作为那个根基。
This morning, my brother shared about the danger of self-righteousness.
今天早上我的弟兄交通到这个自义的危险。
Once we move off of this foundation stone,
若果我们离开了这个根基,
no matter what else it is,
无论我们离开了去哪里,
it will be building self-righteousness.
无论是怎样所被建立的就只会是自义。
Our foundation stone is always the perfect Lamb of God.
我们被建造的根基一定要是这一位神完美的羔羊。
And you know the wonderful thing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹有一点是很美好的。
Every human being,
每一个人
who has been saved by the blood of the Lamb,
每一个是被羔羊保血所拯救的人，
no matter how far we have fallen,
无论我们跌倒得几多，
or how little or how much we have seen of the Bible,
无论我们认识圣经有几多或者几少，
if this were the foundation, thank you, I have a whole lot of people. If this were the foundation, brothers and sisters, if their foundation is this, they are part of this wonderful work the Lord is doing.
只要我们根基是主耶稣自己，我们就是神工作的一部分。
And we are all being built up together.
我们就能够一同的去被建造起来。
The second thing,
第二点，
the house of God is a place of worship.
神的家是一个敬拜的地方。
This sacrifice,
这个祭，
what was Abraham offering?
亚伯拉罕献紧啲咩咧？
Isaac was everything to him.
以撒对于亚伯拉罕嚟看系佢嘅一切。
All of the blessing,
一切嘅祝福。
All of the reward,
一切嘅奖赏。
Everything was in this boy.
所有嘅祝福都喺呢一个孩童里面。
And he was offering all of it up.
而亚伯拉罕系将呢一切都系献俾主耶稣。
Who he was. Isaac was who he was. Isaac was his life.
以撒就是亚伯拉罕的生命。
And so Abraham offered up this sacrifice, offered himself up as a sacrifice, and this was his service of worship.
所以亚伯拉罕就将他自己献给耶和华。他这样做的时候，他就将他自己的敬拜献给耶和华。
The house of God is unto him.
神的家是是敬拜归俾耶稣嘅。
It is not to be a den of thieves.
唔系系贼嘅家。
It is unto him.
系
unto him.
系为耶和华嘅。
For him and through him.
系为着神嘅，系藉住神嘅。
All unto him.
一切都系靠住耶和华嘅。
May I say, brothers, we have changed it today.
弟兄姊妹，我好大胆咁样讲，我哋佢系将呢一点改变过嚟。
The house of God is for me。
神嘅家系为我。
If the speaker is bad，
如果讲完讲得唔好
，They should feel lucky I didn't stand up and walk out。
佢应该觉得好运，因为我冇即立刻起身走。
Or the songs，
所唱嘅歌
，Could you possibly sing a slower song？
可唔可以唱得慢少少咧
？Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，The house of God。Is for him.
神的家是为着主自己的缘故。
And you know, if we were in the middle of nowhere,
如果我们在一处没人的地方，
and we met two other brothers or sisters,
我们如果遇见两个弟兄姊妹，
we had no music,
我们没诗歌，
maybe we had never read the Bible before even,
或者可能我们没带圣经，
and we got together,
我们遇见这两位弟兄姊妹，
and we bowed down to pray,
当我们跪低一起祈祷的时候，
he would be there in our midst,
主就会在我们当中，
it is the house of God,
在那里就有神的家，
it is for him and through him,
神的家是为着主自己的缘故，
is,
是藉着主的缘故，
it is unto him,
是完全都是为主的。
Third,
第三点
about Abraham
是关到亚伯拉罕的第三点。
I don't think I'm going to be able to get to Ornan.
我相信我去唔到呢一个亚尔兰嘅和场。
Is the place of provision
喺嗰度就系得到供应嘅地方。
When they were walking
当佢哋行走嘅时候
，Abraham had said the Lord will provide.
亚伯拉罕讲神自己会。
And when the Lord said stop,
当耶和华讲到停止嘅时候，
and Abraham looked up，
当亚伯拉罕向上望嘅时候，
there was a ram caught in the thicket，
见到呢只山羊，
and he offered him up，
佢就将呢只公羊嚟去献上，
and they named the place the Lord will provide，
佢就将呢一处嘅地方起名叫做耶和华嘅山上面有预备。
Now this is an interesting thing about the house of God。
呢一点实在好有意义。
It is unto him。
系完全系为着主嘅。
We are for his glory。
我哋都系为着主嘅荣耀嚟去活嘅。
On Sunday morning we gather around this table。
星期日嘅早上我哋围着桌子嘅面前。
And the purpose is to worship him。
目的就系要敬拜佢。
And we do。
我哋当然系敬拜。
Brothers, how many times have you left that table knowing that something was provided you in your spirit？
但系弟兄姊妹，好多时候当我哋擘饼完之后，离开呢个桌子嘅之后，我哋系感觉到神系将一啲嘅嘢供应俾我哋咧。
He has given us strength when we had no strength。
当我哋系冇力量嘅时候，神系将力量赐俾我哋。
When we were crushed, he lifted us up.
当我哋被压抑嘅时候，主系将我哋提高。
When we were lost, he gave us direction.
当我哋迷失嘅时候，主系将方向赐过俾我哋。
It is a place of his provision.
喺呢一处就系得到主供应嘅地方。
He said,
主咁样讲，
I will build my church.
我要建立我嘅教会。
And he is doing that.
主就是这样为我们而做。
In the house of God, what he reaches out to us must have impact in our life.
当在神的家，当主来去寻找我们的时候，我们必得到改变。
Finally,
最后，
from Moriah,
在
and the story of Abraham,
在摩利亚山上面，在亚伯拉罕的故事里面。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看一看希伯来书第十一章。
In Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书第十一章
we'll start in verse 17.
我们会第十七节开始看。
And we already spoke a little bit about this, but we'll read it together. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered, and please pay attention to verse 19, he considered that God is able to raise men, even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
第十七到第十九节，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。请留意第十九节，他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Brothers and sisters.What this verse is saying is that he was a type means a representation, an Old Testament example of a New Testament truth.
弟兄姊妹，在这一节所讲到的预表，就是讲到旧约所发生的事，要将新约的实际来去预表出来。
This is resurrection life.
所预表的就是这个复活的生命。
He died.
他死了，
he should have died.
他应该死了，
but he was put back to life.
但他却从死里复活。
And it says that Abraham received him back as a type.
在这里讲到亚伯拉罕好像仿佛从他死中得回他的儿子，这里所讲的就是一个预表。
In the house of God, brothers and sisters, there's a life.
在神的家里面有这个生命。
It is a resurrection life.
就是这个复活的生命。
It's not an appealing to our fleshly life.
不是讲到这个属肉体的生命。
In every one of us, there is a, when we accepted the Lord, there was a resurrection life that was planted in our heart.
在每一个接受主的人之后，就是一个复活的生命放在我们的心里面。
This life will never die.
这个复活的生命永远都不会死。
It will never die.
永远都不会死的。
And the house of God is where the resurrection light is a flame of testimony.
在神的家里面就是那一处复活的生命能够被燃点的。
His life in us.
就是主耶稣的生命在我们里面。
Being shared among the brothers and sisters.
就是这个生命在弟兄姊妹中间能够互相分享。
You know, every year,
每一年
January 4th is, I shouldn't say, I already said it. Every year on my birthday,
每一年在我生日的时候
there are certain people I can count on to say happy birthday.
我知道有几个人一定会跟我说生日快乐的。
My wife,
我的太太
my kids,
我的儿女
and my brother John,
和John, 我的弟兄。
My brother John always writes me an email on my birthday.
我的弟弟 John, 每一次我的生日他都会打个电邮恭祝我生日快乐的。
Just to clarify, he was born in 1972 and I was born in 1973.
哦，是我的哥哥，他打那个电邮所讲的就是讲到我John是1972年出世，你是1973年出世。
He is my elder brother.
他是我的哥哥。
And he writes to me every year.
他每一年都是这样写的。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
resurrection life that we share together,
这个我们大家都所分享的复活的生命，
it is unto a family in the house of God.
就是在神的家里面的。
It is real.
是真实的。
And it can only be found here.
就是在神的家才会找到的。
It is where we forgive.
在神的家里面我们能够互相去饶恕。
We are forgiven.
我们亦都被饶恕。
We grow together.
我们能够一同的成长。
We struggle together.
我们能够一同的挣扎。
And we are built together.
我们一同的被建造。
It's one life.
就是同一个生命。
The flames in every one of us.
在我们每一个生命里面就有这团火。
And it is in the house of God.
同样都在神的家里面。
When we look at each other, brothers and sisters,
当我们互相去看大家的时候，
who do we see?
我们见到什么呢？
Do we see a well-educated person compared to a laborer, compared to a leader, compared to someone else?
我们会见到谁呢？我们是不是见到一个很有学问的，或者见到一个领袖，或者一个很勤力的？
It should not be, brothers and sisters.
我们不应该见到这些人。
That is an insult.
当我们如果是这样见到的时候，实在是很可耻的。
To the life of the Lord.
实在是羞辱神的生命的一件事。
When we see each other, we should see resurrection life.
当我们去互相看大家的时候，我们应该见到这个复活的生命。
I'm going to try to take 10 minutes for Ornan.
我需要多十分钟。
Ornan is another picture of the house of God.
这个亚尔南是另外一幅神的家的图画。
The threshing floor of Ornan.
就是这个亚尔南的和场。
The threshing floor of Ornan was the site of David's greatest sin.
这个亚尔南的和场就是大卫犯他最大的罪的地方。
If we wanted to choose a place to build the house of God,
如果我们要选择一处地方来去建立神的家，
maybe we should choose where David defeated Goliath.
或者我们会想我们应该去选大卫打败哥利亚的地方。
Wouldn't it be better to choose a site where he succeeded?
他是不是应该选一处他胜利的地方呢？
Brothers and sisters, the house of God was built so that people who were sinners could come and find the rest.
弟兄姊妹，神的家被建造是要使罪人能够来到得到安息。
For every person who has sinned,
所有犯过罪的人，
they can find their Savior in the house of God.
他们能够在神的家找到他的救主。
His life is here.
主耶稣嘅生命喺神嘅家里面。
It's like the prodigal son.
就好似呢一个浪子一样。
The house was built where David's greatest sin was committed.
神嘅家系被建立喺大卫犯最大嗰种罪嘅地方。
And it reminds us.
就提醒我哋。
He is a God of truth.
耶和华就系真理嘅神。
And we cannot waver.
我哋唔能够有犹豫。
Away from that.
我哋唔能够离开佢嘅真理。
He is the truth.
他就是真理。
The Bible is what we believe in.
圣经就是我们所相信的。
And we can't pick and choose which parts we like better and the parts we can ignore.
我们不能够选择哪一部分我们更加喜欢，哪一部分我们可以去修改。
It is the pillar and support of the truth.
圣经就是这个真理那条柱。
And we cannot make it gray.
我们不能够将它变成灰色。
These days we like to choose certain verses that we can adhere to.
今日我哋好多时候都想揀一啲嘅经文我哋比较喜欢嘅。
But we can ignore other parts of it.
佢係唔理会其他一部分嘅经文。
Now the house of God is where the truth is exalted and lifted up.
神嘅家就係真理被高举嘅地方。
Today, for many of the younger people, actually any of us in the workforce,
今日好多年轻嘅或者做紧工嘅
，we are daily challenged by opposition to the truth.
我哋每一日都系真理都系被针对嘅。
The enemy's plan is so perfect.
仇敌嗰个计划系好完美嘅。
He wants to drive a wedge between grace and truth.
佢想将恩典同埋真理中间去整一个灰色地带。
So he has introduced challenges to us.
所以佢系要将一啲挑战嚟去带过俾我哋。
To wedge between grace and truth.
佢哋要去将呢个真理同埋恩典嚟去混合埋一齐。
And the strategy is working.
呢一个嘅计谋实在系动紧工。
He has painted our Lord to be the condemning one.
仇敌就将我哋嘅主去画成一个系定罪嘅一个人。
His strategy is so intelligent.
呢个计谋实在系好聪明，好诡诈。
The threshing floor of Ornan was the perfect example of when righteousness and truth met mercy.
亚尔兰嘅和场嗰度就系真理同埋恩典能够同存嘅地方。
We remember that in the Psalms it tells us that truth, righteousness, and mercy have kissed.
我哋记得喺诗篇嗰度曾经讲到呢一个怜悯同埋呢一个嘅公义能够系亲嘴嘅。
And it happens in the house of God.
在神的家这件事就能够发生。
Do we remember when the Lord met the Samaritan woman?
大家记不记得当主去遇见这个撒玛利亚的女人的时候
?Adultery five times.
这个撒玛利亚的女人是犯了奸淫五次。
And the one she was with was not her husband.
她现今所同的不是她的丈夫。
And so she was sitting by the well and the Lord came to talk to her.
所以她当这个女人在个井旁边的时候耶稣就来到她那里。
And she was surprised.
她就很惊讶。
Men don't talk to women.
男人不会跟女人对话的。
And you don't talk to Samaritans.
犹太人也不会跟撒玛利亚人对话的。
I mean, if she knew, she would say, and the Son of God should not talk to sinners.
如果她晓得耶稣是神的儿子神的儿子当然不会跟罪人去对话。
The Lord talked to her.
但是主就跟她说话。
And revealed all of her sins.
将她的罪显露出来。
Told them all to her.
他就将一切都向他说话。
And she turned around She ran back to the city. She was full of joy. Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if I were to tell you all of your faults,
如果我現今將你的罪全部講出來,
and if I knew my brother to his core, all the terrible, there are not many, but if the terrible things he had done,
而我亦都曉得我的弟兄, 犯過很多很差的罪,
and if I told him this, he would be insulted.
如果我當面向他這樣講他的罪的時候, 他當然就會很憤怒,
because the truth hurts.
因為真理實在是很多時候要我們感到很受到傷害的,
only the Lord Jesus,
唯有主耶穌,
he can point out everything we ever did wrong.
唯有主耶穌, 能夠將我們的罪顯露出來,
and we're full of joy.
而使我們充滿喜樂,
and the burden is lifted off our shoulders.
因為當主這樣做的時候, 我們的重擔就被挪開,
no longer have to pretend.
我們不再需要在主的面前去, 假裝些什麼,
why?
為什麼呢?
Because we know he loves us.
因為我們曉得, 主耶穌愛我們,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
righteousness and mercy have kissed.
公義和憐憫親嘴了,
it's in him.
就是在主耶穌裡面,
and it's in the house of God.
就是在神的家裡面.
Finally, brothers and sisters,
最後弟兄姊妹,
1 Kings chapter 8,
列王記上第八章,
after everything is completed,
當一切都完成的時候,
and Solomon has completed the house,
所羅門完成建殿的工作,
and he brings in the Levites, to serve.
他就叫利未人來去服侍,
and the Shekinah glory comes in. Here it is. Sorry. Verse 10. Actually, we should read verse 6.
第六節.
Then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place.
祭司將耶和華的約櫃抬進內殿,
into the inner sanctuary of the house,
就是至聖所,
to the most high place,
放在兩個基路柏的翅膀底下,
under the wings of the cherubim.
就是基路柏的翅膀底下.
Verse 10.
第十節.
And it came about when the priests came from the holy place,
祭司從聖所出來的時候,
that the cloud filled the house of the Lord,
有雲充滿耶和華的殿,
so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.
甚至祭司不能站立供職, 因為耶和華的榮光充滿了殿.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
what is great about the house of the Lord?
神的家有什麼好呢?
It is where his glory rests.
就是神的榮耀, 所在的地方.
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
without him,
若果我們沒有主,
we have nothing.
我們一切都沒有.
We could have the most fancy everything.
我們可能擁有,
and just the best speaker.
可能我們有, ,最好的講員,
all the best things.
我們擁有一切最好的,
but without him we have nothing.
但若果當中沒有主, 我們完全什麼都沒有.
In Revelation,
在, 啟示錄,
it tells us that there is a lampstand.
在那裡告訴我們有一個的, 金燈台,
and the lampstand has a, is a torch.
這個燈台, 是有一把火,
it is a torch of a, a testimony.
這一把火就代表這個見證,
the life of our God,
神的生命,
the Lord,
就是主,
his, the person of who he is,
就是主, 這一位,
lifted up above all other things.
他是被一切高舉的,
that is a privilege that we have.
我們擁有主就是擁有這個特權.
And our prayer is,
我們的祈禱,
for our fellowship,
在我們的聚會,
for the house of God,
就是神的家,
that the flame would burn brightly.
就是要這個火, 持續的去燃點, 光亮.
And on that day, the Spirit and the bride will say, come.
在那一日, 新婦, 要是被, 新郎來去接過來。
Let's pray.
我們一起祈禱。
Lord, we worship you.
主，我們敬拜你。
We lift your name.
我們要高舉你的名。
We thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings upon us.
多謝你, 給我們一切的祝福。
Thank you, Lord, that we can be part of this house.
多謝你, 給我們成為這個家的一部分。
It is a grace upon us.
實在是你的恩典臨到我們當中。
And we pray, Lord,
主, 我們求你,
that you will always be honored in our midst.
求你在我們當中, 不斷地被高舉。
We worship you, Lord.
主，我们实在敬拜你。
In your precious name we pray.
祈祷奉你宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.